the man that was on the call for the Crimson Tide Sports Network at a game heard here on Tide 99.1. Roger Hoover joins us now on the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Roger, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Chris, hope you're doing well. And what a win last night for Alabama. It certainly was one of the more interesting matchups ever between Alabama and Auburn in women's basketball, because the two sides pulled out the end.
Yeah, no question. Let's get the obvious part out of the way. And you go to the headline today, you go to the front of AL.com, and the absolute front page does not talk about sports. It does not say Alabama defeats Auburn in women's basketball. It's starting the series of pictures, Alabama-Auburn women's basketball fight. And I'm sure it's gotten quite a few clicks that have taken place there. So let's start there. Let's get it over with. It was very quick. It was very ugly. And then it was done, it sounds like, as far as the rest of the night was concerned.
Yeah, it was good to see the tempers really calm down after we saw the incident. What basically happened, Tracy Tanner, a girl that went to Hoover High School, was at the line, made a free throw. Christina Muhammad got tangled up. Auburn's Christina Muhammad got tangled up with Alabama's Bree Hayden, and then punches were thrown, and it spilled over to the Alabama bench. And from my vantage point at first, I thought it was a much bigger incident than what I was able later to see on video replays, because it looked like just kind of everyone was starting to get into it between Alabama and Auburn. But really credit Coach Curry and her coaching staff, and really the Alabama players as well. They did a very nice job of breaking everything up. Auburn finally got back to their bench, and then following the incident, it really took a long time for the game to get going. It was 28-15, Alabama led, but we had about 15, 20 minutes of downtime. The officials were trying to decide the correct penalties to give out, and ultimately, Hasina Muhammad of Auburn was ejected. Then you had Bree Hayden, Neo Knight of Alabama, ejected from the game as well. And following that, Auburn had a good run going into halftime. They went on a 7-0 run to make it a 6-point game. And at one point after the fight occurred, Auburn was outscoring Alabama 24-11. So really the fight was something that helped Auburn really get back into a game that they were in danger of getting blown out of, and Auburn eventually took the lead. But it was good to see Alabama show a lot of resolve, and with the players that have really not had to be counted on in key situations this year, Carla Middlebrook with the three-pointer that gave Alabama the lead for good, and then she hits two key free throws to allow Alabama to win by a point. And then Khadijah Carter really steps up for the Tide, not only in the first half when she was starting to get some early playing time like we haven't seen her get this season, but then when you lose Bree Hayden, you lose Neo Knight, those are two bench players that have been playing a lot of minutes for Coach Curry. Khadijah Carter comes in and makes the play of the night, which she blocks the last-second shot attempt by Auburn to steal the victory for the Tide. So it's a game that really could have gone poorly for Alabama, but just credit this basketball team for showing a lot of resolve later in the contest.
Last thing about this, actually two quick things. Number one, have we heard anything today about the status of the two players in the next ball game?
I have not heard anything just yet. I'm sure the SEC office is still reviewing just every bit of videotape they can take a look at. I would imagine from what we heard around the scores table last night, the most significant penalties were first given to Muhammad of Auburn and then Bree Hayden, obviously the ones with punches were thrown. Neo Knight was also given a flagrant two and ejected, but from everything I saw, it looked like she was really trying to be a peacemaker in the whole ordeal. So hopefully Neo will have a chance to play out the rest of the season just fine. But for Muhammad and for also Hayden, I'm sure there's a legitimate suspension threat coming up.
And my final one, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir on this, but why in the world did it take 18 minutes to come to that conclusion? I'm watching, and I get sent a link, a Vine, you know, the very short video, and I say, oh, right. Wow, that got pretty ugly. And I'm expecting, when I heard it had almost a 20-minute delay, and am I right, it was 18 minutes officially that you had?
Yeah, I mean, and it felt even longer when I was by myself on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm feeling for you, brother. Trying to call a game by yourself is not easy when there's still action going on, let alone Huey, Dewey, and Louie trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to sort things out. But that was kind of my point. When I went back and saw the full video of what transpired, I'm going, wait a minute. This was two players. It was quick. It was over. I thought it was maybe a three-minute fight that took place for them to take as long as they did to come to that decision. So, I mean, how many times, how long did they spend at the monitor alone.
At the monitor, I'd say about 8 to 10 minutes. They spent a long time at the monitor, but the craziest thing was just the officials, after they spent so much time from the monitor, they weren't standing too far away from the sports table, so I was able to hear some other people around me were able to hear most of the conversation, and they basically had the penalties or the ejections in mind already, but it was almost a conference of how was the best way to deliver the news to both coaching staff. It felt unnecessary, the officials taking that long. I can understand looking at the monitor to make sure you have every piece of evidence to make a ruling, you know, whether Muhammad's ejected, Hayden's ejected, or if anyone else needs to be. But it did take a long time for it to get sorted out. And it was almost like, it was longer than a normal halftime period in women's basketball. It was longer than 15 minutes. And then you had a minute 14 left of game action in the first half, and all of a sudden you had a halftime again. And I think that really allowed Auburn just to get back in the game. It really fired them up. And like I said, they really outscored Alabama from that point on, but the Tide able to hang on and get the win.
Unbelievable. Great that they were. Look, this was huge because, as I made the statement earlier when I was talking to Gary Harris about this, Roger, if you don't win this game, and I'm sure Auburn's in the same boat, you lose again and you're wondering where that first conference win, where is that next win going to come from? So mentally, it's not as if everything is fixed in a one-point victory over a winless Auburn team, but at least it gives you hope. It gives you something to go back into the gym today and tomorrow and feel pretty good about before you go into that next ball game, I guess, on Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the matchup last night, the two winless teams in the SEC, so these are two teams that really, their backs against the wall. You have to get a win to really jumpstart the season. And it's now good for Alabama. You get another home game right after this, taking on a Vanderbilt team that is 2-4 so far in league play, beat a pretty good team in Mississippi State, and then beat another one of the bottom dwellers in Arkansas. So it's certainly a winnable game for Alabama. It's not too impressive of a Vanderbilt team on paper. Only one player is averaging 10 points per game. Only one player is averaging around 6 rebounds. This could be a winnable game for Alabama, and it was a great step forward for the program last year when Coach Curry took the Tide to Nashville and finally got Alabama's first win in Memorial 10. So there's going to be a lot of motivation on both sides going into Sunday's matchup, and it's really important for Alabama to try and get a win on Sunday, because coming up next Thursday is a trip to Columbia to face the number one ranked Gamecocks for the second time in just this month of January. So it's a tough road ahead for Alabama, but getting a win on Thursday, a good chance to get a win on Sunday, could really do a lot for Alabama's chance moving forward.
This is one of those deals where you just got to keep your head down and keep working, isn't it? I mean, it's year two as Christy tries to build this program the way she wants it, her players, and I know it was a tough setback with a couple of losses that you're not really anticipating from last year, but at the same time, I've seen this squad, you know, three or four times in person and on television, and she's got some young players that she can build around, does she not?
Oh, she absolutely does. I mean, the bulk of the action right now for Alabama is coming from sophomores and freshmen, especially sophomore Ashley Williams is the type of player you can build an entire program around. All SEC freshman team last year, and she's done a really nice job this year when she's been healthy, had to miss a game with a concussion for the Tide. But you really like what she's doing. Hannah Cook is an outstanding outside shooter. I know last night was a tough night for her. She went 0 of 9 from the field, but once she gets comfortable with her shot in SEC games, like we saw her in non-conference games, she started out the year a bit timid offensively, got better as non-conference play goes along. That's good to see. They have a very good recruiting class coming in. This is the Alabama team that's really built for the future, and I think as long as these players continue to trust Coach Curry's process, good things are going to come.